This is your KUTX Soundcheck. I'm Taylor Wallace. The Long Center has taken its large, beautifully manicured lawn with one of the most breathtaking views of the city and turned it into an outdoor music venue with a 7,000-person capacity. The opening of the Statesman Skyline Theater was announced just 4 months ago and is already slated to have its inaugural act on May 20th with country star Justin Moore. The venue, toting a calendar that already includes the Steve Miller Band, Goo Goo Dolls, and Boston, offers a year-round outdoor venue within the city itself that can support large acts and their thousands of local fans. A live music experience Austin has certainly been missing. Two weeks ago, AC/DC announced a postponement of their remaining 10 tour dates and the forced retirement of singer Brian Johnson at the demand of his doctors, who said Johnson would most certainly go deaf if he were to continue touring. The announcement has recently been followed up with reputable rumors surrounding Johnson's likely replacement, Axl Rose. Neither Rose nor AC/DC has officially confirmed the mostly confirmed rumors, but all signs seem to point to the jungle. The Rolling Stones are heading to Cuba. The group was one of the world's first rock bands, the first to create the bad boy rock star image, and after 54 years are still finding new firsts to call their own. The Rolling Stones will be the first British rock group to perform in communist Cuba and are currently holding a poll to let Cubans pick a song to add to their set list, despite the mass majority of Cubans lacking internet access. The Rolling Stones are expected to play to over 500,000 people tomorrow night in Havana. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.